Welcome to the May Delta County Commissioners Report. I'm Felix Belmont, and today we have a very special guest, Mr. Jeff Wright, who is the director of the Delta County Office of Emergency Management. Jeff, thank you for taking the time to come up here to talk to us here on KVNF about your specialty. And let me ask you, what is the Office of Emergency Management?
First off, thank you for having me, Felix. It's good to be here and good to be able to, right, to spread the message.
This is, I think, the first time in my memory that we've had a programming on this subject. And so I'm sure our listeners will be very interested to know.
Absolutely.
And I suspect that there are some people, and until I met you a couple of weeks ago, I was one of them who did not even know that this office and this function existed in our county.
Right. You know, throughout America in the last 15 years, we've had our ups and downs when it comes to these emergencies and these big disasters. One thing that we've learned out of that is that we need to prepare more as a county, as a region, as a state, as a nation, for these disasters, how to respond to them, how to best mitigate them. So that's kind of what I do. I bring a lot of partners, a lot of collaborators to the table, whether it's county agencies, fire departments, municipalities, law enforcement, and we come together and we talk about those bad days, you know, those Hurricane Katrinas, those wildfires that we have, if we had something like that. And that's what we do, is we plan and we prepare right for that.
And as I understand it, this is a county office.
It is.
And is this mandated by state law, and do other counties have a similar director like yourself and so on?
Yes, it is mandated by state law. It was written in the law quite a few years ago that every county needs to have an emergency manager just to take care of these kind of things. Every county does have one. Here in the Western region, we're a very strong region when it comes to emergency management. We do a lot of preparedness stuff together. We do a lot of events together, that kind of stuff.
Do you have a staff?
No, I'm an office of one.
You're an office of one. Wow. Okay. And we'll talk about what emergencies and so on you are particularly concerned with in just a moment. But I just want to get a picture of your organization. You are a staff of one, which really surprises me. But suppose there is an emergency, who do you call? I mean, it would depend on the nature of the emergency, of course.
Right.
But I mean, who do you or who can you? And I suppose that by law or ordinance from the county commissioners, you have this authority. Who would you call?
I think you're absolutely right.
To assist you or to implement what has to be done.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the planning processes that we go through quite often with the municipalities and fire chiefs, police chiefs, is figuring out those authorities. If we had something that went off today, right, a large fire, flood, something like that, I have a very specific group of folks that I call, including the State Office of Emergency Management. We have a Western Region a representative from the state that is here, works with us all the time. I would also call all of my regional emergency managers and get them on board.
So you do, in fact, have a setup.
Oh, yeah. We have it very set up. We have it very right. – we exercise that quite often, just being able to help each other out. Beyond that, it would depend on the incident. You know, that's when municipalities, mayors, commissioners – fire chiefs, that's when they would be getting involved.
When you say you're by yourself, don't you have a deputy, for instance?
I don't. In the Emergency Operations Center, which we have one here in Delta County, I do have a deputy IC, which is the county sheriff, Fred McKee.
IC being?
Incident commander, yeah.
Right. And it would be the county sheriff.
Yeah, the county sheriff is my number two.
Is your number two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel better as long as I know.
Yeah, no, I do have that process kind of laid out. There's
right.
a number two and a number three, and everybody's aware of those numbers.
Well, as you say, I think we are much more aware of emergencies and certainly since 9/11 we've been aware of them, not to mention natural disasters. The type of emergency that comes to my mind, living right here in the North Fork, is what if, due to an earthquake or a structural failure, the Paonia Dam broke? There would probably be a wall of water several feet high coming down the valley, and
it
would be a real emergency.
Here in Delta County, we did an exercise at the Delta County Emergency Operations Center based on that incident. A catastrophic failure of Paonia Reservoir. We have the inundation maps from the Bureau of Reclamation. They're one of the partners that we collaborate with very closely. And we put that to the test. You know, what would we do? How would we pre-position our resources, whether that's fire trucks or whatever the case may be? How do we respond to that? How do we pre-position resources for that? How do we get that notification and warning out to the citizens? Now, we practice that quite often.
If you just happen to join us, this is the May edition of the Delta County Commissioner's Report. And instead of talking to a commissioner this month, we are talking with Mr. Jeff Wright, the director of the Delta County Office of Emergency Management. Of course, we all hope there will not be any of these emergencies, but emergencies do happen. And so I think we're very fortunate to have somebody like Jeff in charge of this in our county, and this is, as he said, mandated through a state ordinance or statute. Tell us, what are the, name a few of the prime or most important emergencies that you look at, and discuss them just a little bit. I mean, obviously, weather and so on is a big factor. But specifically, what are the things that you perhaps you go to bed and worry a little bit about them at night? Who knows?
Absolutely. You know, the two biggest threats that we have here in Delta County are fire and flood.
Right.
On the flood end of things, we have all of these huge reservoirs, your Blue Mesas, Taylor Park, even getting into Gunnison, all that runs down into Delta. Through all of these different cities and towns. The Paonia Reservoir up here, flood is a huge thing that we have done a lot of preparedness for. Our emergency notification system that we use, Code Red, we have pre-programmed specific maps for those flood inundation areas. So we can use that system to reach out to the citizens of Delta County when we have an incident, and be able to get with them and send those messages right to their phones. The other is fire. Obviously, we are surrounded by hills. We're surrounded by trees. A lot of people come to this area so they can live in, you know, kind of solitude, a lot of them. They want that quiet. They want that, you know, step outside and smell that fresh air. But that also puts them a little bit more in danger living in that wildland-urban interface where trees meet houses.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that we have to get better at is preparing those people, those folks in that area for that threat.
I feel like making a saying, tell me about it, since I went through the Wake Fire and lost my house. So I was familiar with that type of thing myself, as a lot of us were up in that area.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned about communicating with the county, with the people and the official agencies and everything. What kind of, electronic equipment or other equipment is available for communications? Also, would you comment a little bit on the fact that an emergency can very easily develop where there is no conventional power?
Absolutely. You know, that's a very scary thing also. We're pretty cut off from the rest of the world being in surrounded by these mountains. So a large power outage would, depending on the length of it, could be devastating. When it comes to the notification part, Code Red is the Delta County Emergency Notification System. What Code Red is it's a system where I can log on to it. Select few people in the county can log on to it and send out an emergency notification to all of those people that will be affected or that will be in a evacuation area, that kind of thing. However, that goes to landline phones. It's automatically set up with landline phones. But a lot of us don't have landline phones anymore. A lot of us are working off a cell phone, or if you're at the grocery store and you don't get the message, it could be devastating. What I'm asking is everybody to go to the deltacounty.com website, which is just the county website. On the bottom left on that main page is a Get It Now button so they can sign up their cell phones with that Code Red notification system. So that notification will go to their cell phone as well.
Say that address again so people...
Absolutely. Know. It's deltacounty.com. It's just the Delta County webpage. Scroll down a little bit. You'll see a Get It Now button. And just clicking on that will send them to a page where they can sign up for that.
This is something, a simple thing like that that I didn't know about. And I suspect there are a lot of people in the county who perhaps are not familiar with it.
You know, we don't have a lot of disasters here in Delta County. You know, we don't have a lot of people that are paying attention. Not a lot of people have go kits, that kind of thing. We recommend go kits. You know, if you do have to evacuate your house.
What is a go kit?
A go kit is 72 hours worth of whatever you need to take care of yourself. Prescriptions, extra dog food, food, water. All of those things are very important. And if we have a large fire, for example, and we evacuate 1,000 people, are you going to be going to a shelter? You know, we have that plan. However, if you have a 72-hour kit and you have your medication, you have your documents that show your address, you know, birth certificates, that kind of stuff, it's going to save yourself a lot down the line.
Yes, I've never thought of it in the terms of go kit, but that's very descriptive in two little words.
It's just something you can grab.
Yeah.
Right? My own personal go kit, you know, has birth certificates. A copy of my driver's license, you know, a little bit of food, a little bit of water, $100 in small bills. You know, we see it like you were talking earlier with the power outage. Can you get gas at a gas station, right, if the credit card machine isn't running? You know, no. Yeah. But they will still usually accept cash. You know, it's just kind of a good thing to plan forward, plan ahead on.
We're speaking here with Mr. Jeff Wright, the County Director of Delta County Office of Management of Emergency Management, and I hope that he is, as he is with me, making me think about the things that we don't normally think about, and yet the potential for emergencies is there all the time. So you mentioned flood and fire, which I suppose are fairly obvious, but maybe there's more. What could the, since we do have the railroad running through Delta County, what is available to take care of liquid spills, chemical spills from tank cars, stuff of that nature, which it does happen once in a while.
Absolutely, and it has happened here in Delta County before. One of the best things that we have is our volunteers, our volunteer firemen. They spend a lot of hours in different kind of training. Some of those trainings that they do are very specific to hazardous materials, and they work on those tanker cars. And you know, we work together to develop those response plans for large incidents such as that. Which will include alert notification. The health department will be involved for fuels that run into water. A lot of different property owners, say BLM, county government, landowners, that kind of stuff, get involved. So we do a lot of training for that. Luckily, we don't see that kind of railroad traffic. We would love to get the coal back, but we don't see a lot of those tanker cars going back and forth on our railways.
Do you have any kind of depots around the county where you store emergency equipment of any kind
you know,
that would be used in if one of these emergencies came up?
Absolutely. We have a number of different things in a number of different locations. You mentioned earlier communications. Communications is always difficult. You know, for hundreds of years, one of the things that humanity needs to continue working on is communications. If we have power outage, if we have communication issues, that kind of thing, we do have backup systems in place to be able to communicate via, you know, ham radio groups or VHF groups to be able to take care of that communications part.
You mentioned ham radios. Mm-hmm. In many parts of the country, there are a lot of ham radio operators, or at least there used to be. I don't know if the ham radio thing, when I was a kid, it was a big thing, and that's all I thought about it, learning how to do it and getting my license and so on. Does the ham radio community still exist?
They do. They do, absolutely. We do a monthly, I work with a Delta County Auxiliary Communications Group that we meet monthly. To go over just that kind of thing. We do tests, and we send information to the front range and back, and we test that system quite a bit. If we ever have any real big issues, that might be our last available system.
Right. And I assume does your office have radio equipment?
We have outfitted our emergency operations center with the necessary communications, including ham radio, VHF radios, of course, our 800 megahertz law enforcement radios, with those systems to be able to ensure that we can communicate a number of different ways.
Getting back to fire and flood, beside that, what other emergencies that the average person might not think of do you have on your list of I suppose you have some kind of a primary list or something like that?
There is a pretty big hazard identification list out there, and it includes everything from terrorist events to, you know, some of the smaller stuff, winter storms, wind storms. We've seen that a couple years ago in Hotchkiss.
Yeah.
You know, there's a number of things that we plan for. There's a number of things that citizens need to be aware of, you know. I don't want anybody out there to be worrying about huge this or huge that, staying up at night. You know, that's my job. Right. We have plans for that. I'm always available to come to, you know, community meetings, HOA meetings, that kind of thing, to discuss those plans and those things. But it is something where the citizens need to be conscious of their surroundings and know what's going on. This year we had about 180% of snowpack up on top of the mesa. You know, nothing to get worried about. You know, a lot of government folks were looking at those numbers, doing flights over the mesa, that kind of stuff, just to make sure that everything stayed safe. But it's something people need to be aware of.
I'm sure that one of your functions is liaison with the hospitals and medical profession. Would you just comment on that a little bit?
Absolutely. Here in Delta County, we have a very robust MAC group, multi-agency coordination group. Hospitals, American Red Cross, school districts, all the law enforcement agencies, all the fire agencies, county departments, all the municipalities are involved. And every quarter, we just get together and we talk about a number of different things. If at our last meeting, the biggest threat then was the snowpack. And we talked about it. What would it take to open shelters? We worked on those with American Red Cross. What would it take to feed people? We worked on that with Salvation Army. You know, all of those little things that we have learned throughout the years and other incidents, that's what we're planning for. Not that we want it to happen.
Sure.
But we better be ready for it when it does.
What thinking, planning do you do? Just suppose you had an emergency that involved criminal personnel. I don't know, maybe they have taken some hostages or something, but involving people, What would be your response? Of course, your response would depend upon the absolute nature of what it was, and it's hard to generalize on these, I fully realize. But we haven't talked about people.
Right.
With respect to this subject that we're on, can you talk a little about that?
Absolutely. You know, if it comes to a situation like you were saying with a hostage, that depends on if it's a hostage at a school, and there's quite a few, or if it's a hostage in a single residence. Where I would come in is when law enforcement needs some help. You know, when they say, hey, there's way too much stuff going on here, it would be my job to come in and just coordinate at the 30,000-foot level. I'm looking at everything, not just the hostage thing. I'm ordering ambulances, getting them on standby. I'm ordering aircraft if we need to get them on standby. I'm evacuating buildings or houses in the area, kind of behind the scenes.
That's what I mean. What would be your response? And I take it that your office, you have the authority, have the legal authority to do this, to requisition what you need or to do what you have to do to, in your judgment, to hopefully solve a problem.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we've learned is it's better to do planning now so your response is much finer, much cleaner, much quicker. And we do a lot of that planning in those situations. We have a lot of ordinances that we've put together, resolutions that we've put forward that make things easier for the county to respond to disasters, whether that's a disaster declaration, whether that's the financial piece to a disaster. Disasters are very expensive. But we work a lot in the planning phase to take care of those issues so we don't have them on disaster day.
God forbid it should ever happen around here. But and I would assume this would come under your purview, what would happen if we had, as has happened in a number of communities around the country relatively recently, what would happen if you had a school shooting?
Kind of the worst of them all.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it's something it's legitimate to talk about because we've certainly had several around the country in the last, two, three, 4 years?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, we work very closely. I know the law enforcement works very closely with each other and the school district. We've worked on kind of lockdown plans with different schools. We've worked on those active shooter scenarios and situations in different communities and brought some of those exercises and some of those experiences back to Delta County, where we will continue to work with the school district to implement some of those some of the things that we've learned, some of those best practices when we do our own. And we've been doing them for those exercises for quite a while.
You use the term lockdown, which we hear quite frequently recently. Just define it. What is a lockdown?
A lockdown is when you need to close all the doors at the school. You need to lock those doors at the school. Nobody in, nobody out. That's a lockdown. That might be a situation of a high-speed pursuit, you know, in the area. You know, a bank robber is on foot running a couple blocks from the school. You know, the school, we will give the school a call. We'll tell them, hey, lockdown because of a threat that's in your area. It doesn't mean that anything's going to happen to the school, but it's just something that we will do to lock down the school and make sure that the kids are secure.
Well, I assume that somewhere in your planning, the radio community has or could potentially have a role and perhaps even an important role. Keep in mind that KVNF is here. Naturally, we hope there's not power interruption, but except for that, we're here at least to spread the word about any emergency. I mean, this is perfectly obvious, of course, but
absolutely,
we think about it.
And when we have those issues, when we have those flooding events, when we have those fires, when we have the power go out and the internet's out and the phones are down, you know, we're going to reach out to you guys first. You know, we'll throw it on the Delta County Emergency Management Facebook page. We'll throw it on the county website. But we'll also throw it out to you guys because you guys can hit more people, especially when the power's out. You guys can hit them fast and hit them well.
And people can at least receivers on their car radios.
Absolutely.
Even if the power is out.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things, you know, you might have in your go kit. It's just a little cheap $10 radio so you can hear what's going on just in case the power's out or whatever else happens.
Yeah, I mentioned, I'm glad you mentioned this go kit. I don't have anything like that at the present time. I'm going to give it a good thought and get one together.
It's something good. It's kind of like a lot of people in the winter. They have a bag of cat litter and a couple granola bars in their car.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the same for just kind of everyday stuff. You don't have to carry it around, and it's not a big emergency disaster scary thing. But
do you find that you get cooperation throughout the community on this thing, or do people tend to say, this thing's not going to happen, that kind of thing, or do you by and large get good cooperation?
You know, by and large, there's very good cooperation. However, we don't have a lot of these issues in the North Fork. That's why we live here, in Delta County.
Yeah.
That's why we live here. We don't have those huge issues. You go back to Florida, everybody has go kits. You know, you go back to Florida, everybody signed up on Code Red for the emergency notification. Everybody pays attention to those things. Here, you know, it doesn't happen very much to us. So we tend not to worry about them, you know. However, people still need to be up to speed and help us so we can help them.
Maybe we should periodically have a program like this on the radio.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Something to think about.
Absolutely.
Well, it looks like the clock is against us. I think that is just our time for today. We want to thank Jeff Wright, the director of the Delta County Office of Emergency Management, for this very interesting description of a function that we rarely think about, but it's there 24/7. Incidentally, give some phone number or something how people could get in touch with you if they have questions or something.
Absolutely.
What's the best mode of communication with you?
My office is inside the Delta County Sheriff's Office, right there next to the county building in Delta. My phone number right to my office is 970-874-2004. And my email address is Wright, Wright, at deltacounty.com.
Jeff, thank you very much for coming up and giving us this very interesting account of something that we don't think about every day, but perhaps we will be thinking about it a little more after having heard you.
Happy to come back anytime. Thank you, Felix.
For KVNF, I'm Felix Belmont.